Welcome back to the Hungry Artist Podcast, the podcast for all the hungry artists out there that are looking for navigation tools. I'm Black Sheep Mixtape, your host. So last episode, we briefed on some hacks and how to work around a small budget, how to find studios, producers, engineers in your area, negotiating prices, and how to avoid doing unnecessary things like buying your own equipment. So I want to touch upon those topics and reiterate it a little bit. So firstly, your budget. Do you have a budget or maybe not a budget at all? How much have you saved up for studio time? What amount of money do you want to put into it? Like I said, negotiating with someone always helps. The worst they could say is no. And you say, cool, fine. If you won't go down, I can either work within that or you have to go find somebody else. But always try negotiating, especially if your budget is really tight. Another thing, SoundCloud. I love it. I upload my stuff, all my music there. Now, I'm on a free subscription. You can pay for a monthly subscription, and that helps you with your demographics. You could see who's listening to your music. And then that way you can maybe tailor your sound or promote gear towards that particular group of people, whether it's people in a certain age bracket or gender or type of music that people are really listening to, if your genre falls in between things. Another thing I wanted to talk about was timing and practice, which is super important. So we're talking about budgeting. You got your studio time down. You're going at 5 o'clock on Friday. You're just popping in for a couple hours. You got your free beat off YouTube. And cool, so you're looking to spend like $70 for 2 hours on a Friday night. Great. Now, you want to bust out this song. If you don't go in there having practiced your song, making sure you're hitting the timing, you may not be out of there in 2 hours. You may have to reschedule and come back, and now you're traveling who knows to what borough and taking time out of your day to go record the same song and spending money that is not quite in your budget. So the first thing you want to do is download an instrumental. Start writing to it. And once you write to it, go back, look at what you have written. Are there things you could take out, things that don't make sense? Could you substitute certain words? Can you take out a syllable? How does it flow? You want to make sure your timing is on point. And you want to practice it and making sure that your cadence is the same every time you say it. Because if you get into that studio, you have something half-assed written, you didn't really practice it, and your cadence is all over the damn place, each time you say it, you're going to say it different. The engineer is going to get frustrated with you. They're going to force you to punch in, which means he'll bring you to different points in the verse that you already recorded over, and then you have to like kind of drop in different lines that kind of aren't working out. And what that also does is if your tone and your voice is different, it's going to sound a little weird when you listen to it. It's not going to be fluid. And I hate punching in. It just takes away the artistry from me when I have to do it. I don't like it. So you want to make sure you're on point. So you're not going over and over and over and over again recording the song. Try not to waste time and money, right? Out of your own pocket. Just bang it out. You could bang it out if you sit there and you practice your song. Maybe, I don't know how long it takes you, but if it's a week, it's a week. Don't rush it. Don't schedule a studio time and you have wrote a song. And the song is shit. The bars are shit. And you're not even on point. There have been times where I have gone in half-assed. Or I didn't really write to an instrumental. I kind of like wrote a song out because I hear music in my head all the time. And then I put it to paper and yeah, some of it hits, and then there's some points in my song where I'm off beat and my timing's not right. I remember significantly there's this time where I finally got the song back after a couple of weeks of recording it. I was so stoked. I was like, this song is it. This is the day. And I put the song on. I'm in the car and it starts playing and I hear myself go off timing. It was like a word. It was like a word, just a small word. Even an extra syllable can just really screw up the timing of your song. And I started crying. I was so frustrated because I was banking on my song. And maybe that's not another thing you want to do, is like just bank on a song, being like, this is it, this is the one. It's a good, you know, state of mind you always want to have. You want to have that winning state of mind, but I wasn't prepped. And then I recorded a song, and I never put it out because I was like, I can't put this out. And I never went back and recorded it because then I was like over it, which you may find. You may find that you record a song over and over again, and then you're just like fucking like, I'm over this. On to the next. And you wasted money, and it's a song that will never see the light of day. And I have a lot of those. And this is the learning curve, is that you screw up. You fuck yourself over. You don't put enough time to things you should be putting time into, and then you rush it. Don't rush. Take your time. The world is still turning. You'll get your stuff out there. Better to get one good, solid song out there that you're hitting the timing, that you know your bar's on point, the beat is dope, and you go in there and you can say the song, and then you can, you know, keep recording a couple times till you feel really comfortable. Maybe you added some ad-libs, engineer's happy, he's, you know, saucing it up, making it sound really good, opposed to trying to fit in a bunch of songs in a short amount of time and you're screwing them up because you didn't practice and what have you. Go download a metronome if you need to. That helps with timing. You want to be on the beat, know your counts, know how to count. Know how to count 16 bars. And when you get really good at that, then you can write within the beat and then still land on it and sound like a really awesome MC or whatever type of musician you are. Singers still have to do this. So it's just a matter of practicing your craft. If this is a craft that you're going to put time and energy to, practice it. So you get really, really good. And then people say, oh, okay, that sounds awesome. And people are going to flock to you. Another thing I talked about was equipment, not buying your own equipment. I think it's great. If you want to go buy your own equipment, fuck yeah, power to you. My only thing is, if it's not in your budget and you don't know how to do anything, you don't know how to make a beat, you're not really sure how to record, you want to learn, great. But considering budget, if it's not in your budget, maybe it's not your first priority. If it's something you want to learn to do, yeah, by all means, do it. Learn to do it. Eventually, maybe you can rent out space as a studio, but then you have to price to your capabilities and your expertise and how well you record people and how well your equipment records. I would love to set up my own studio. The plan is to do that one day, but right now I have an infant in my house. I have no space to do it, and it's not really in my budget. I would prefer like a giant desktop computer instead of my crappy little laptop and make everything just super dope, because then I could record myself. I can make my own beats. Then I'm on my time and I'm not putting all this money into somebody else's pocket. You understand? But I do like working with a lot of producers because they have expertise and skills that I don't. And they make my shit sound dope when it's, you know, just me recording it. I might not be able to know all the tricks and tools of their trade. And I definitely don't know how to do it right now. So me setting up my own studio, not my first priority. But eventually, one day, yes. Yes, I would love to do that. And if you want to learn to do that, power to you. Go ahead. If it's in your budget or you can make it work or you just don't give a damn, you can do whatever you want. I'm just saying, considering budget, you know, lay it out. What's in my pocket for this week? What can I spend on music or studio time? And like I said, ripping your instrumental off of YouTube from someone who posted their beat for free and says free instrumental without any tags, take that, use it, give them creds when you post the song, when you load it up to your SoundCloud or your Bandcamp, give them credit, thank them, friend them on Instagram, whatever, subscribe to them on YouTube, and that way you're not wasting $30. That $30 can go to your studio time, and that's important because the studio time is what gets you that basically tangible item that you're able to garner fans from, garner support, show what you've been working on. So in all essence, it's all about budget when you're starting out and working with your resources. And you have to be resourceful. There are times when I hit up a producer and a studio and they don't have time for me, but I really want to get a song out, so I go find somebody else. I have a couple of different people on payroll. Oh, I have this guy who does my videos, this guy who does my photo shoots, and I want to get some more product out there. I reach out to different people. I make sure that I have people on my list that I can hit up, that I pay for their time, so I can get my product out. This is all promotion and marketing. So you have to figure what money you want to put into these things to help promote yourself and be seen. If you have any questions or any feedback, message me. I'd love to hear from you. Next time, we're going to be talking about perseverance in the episode and coming out of adversity. So again, this is The Hungry Artist. Thank you for listening, and this is Black Sheep Mixtape.